please forgive me for missing the opportunity to state your name, but right now we're going to go before the Lord with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for the good day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for all the callers on the phone that have dialed in this morning looking for a word from you, Lord, and we know that you will not disappoint. We thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for bringing us together through this wonderful company, Artist International, where we've all been able to come together and worship you, Lord, as well as renew our minds and our bodies. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're going to do in this wonderful year, 2016. This is our year of kingdom expansion. And we're asking you to expand our lives, expand our minds, and expand our worship. And Lord, we come before you. We thank you for the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. We thank you for everything that they have imparted into us, Lord. We ask you to keep them strengthened and to keep them in your wisdom so that they may guide us, your sheep, in the way that we should live our lives. We thank you for the founders of Artist International and for Artist International. We ask you to continue blessings over the company and the founders and to keep moving this company forward and helping us to reach out and bless more lives with this company. Right now we ask this. We look for the word of God. We ask, Lord, to renew our souls, our minds, and our bodies in your precious name, Jesus. We ask this. Amen and amen. So thank you, each and every one of you, for joining the call this morning. We so do appreciate and love you. We look forward to fellowshipping with you in the telecommunications sanctuary every morning. And right now, I'm going to get out of the way and turn this call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. And God bless you. Take it over.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for your beautiful and sweet spirit. And thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting God's children. Want to thank you for that wonderful prayer. And I want to say to you and the entire TMC family, Happy New You, Happy New Year. And I love that tag, Minister Jackie. A renewed mind. Amen. Well, my name is Minister Ada Grace, and I hail from Brooklyn, New York, via Chicago, Illinois. And I, along with Minister Jackie, want to take this opportunity and say thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Welcome, welcome. And this is your first time. You are in for a treat. Let me just go ahead and give you just a little information about this dynamic ministry. The TMC was founded on October 25th, 2010 by two wonderful anointed and appointed women of God. That would be Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we like to call her the super fantastic lady, and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. Now, of course, the Lord would have them to base this ministry on the Word of God, and so they founded this on the scripture that is found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13, and I'm reading it to you right now from the New International Version, and it says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So you're going to see that we start this call with prayer, and we also end this call with prayer. Now, our mission statement of the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, this wonderful ministry has a website for you, so you can go to our website. You can find out more about the different buffet of ministers that we have on there. And guess what? If you're just now being introduced to the TMC, our messages have been archived for you there. since the inception of this call, there is some wonderful word, wonderful buffet of word. I invite you to not only share this information with a friend, a loved one, a neighbor, a coworker, but also for yourself to go and feast on some of those words from the past. And that site is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, every Friday since the beginning of this call, we set aside that time as a time for you to come. And on part two of the call, we have time for you to give us your prayer request or your praise report. However, we know that life happens, and in some instances we need for someone to touch and agree with us in prayer. And so you can send your prayer requests or your praise reports to our email, and that email address is info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either our beautiful, sweet, wonderful prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, that's who we call Dr. Vanessa because she knows how to push us out the nest. Either one of those two wonderful women will get back and respond to you. Now, if you also feel led of the Lord to be a part of a ministry of people who love God and love people and love Artists International, then I want you also to send an email saying that you're interested in either being a greeter, which is what you heard Minister Jackie was doing earlier, or you want to host, which is what I'm currently doing right now, or God has put a word in your belly to share with the masses. Don't keep it to yourself. Be obedient. Let us know. There is a place on the TMC family for you. So send us an email and let us know that. Now, you've heard me speaking about Artists International. Artists is the thread. Artists International is a phenomenal health and wellness company, the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. And that is what brought many of us together here at TMC. And if you're not familiar with Artists, I would invite you to get back to the person who invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you about the wonderful products. In fact, we have an amazing system going on called the 72-hour weight loss system. Oh, yes, it is taking over. It is helping people release all that turkey and dressing from the holidays and all the different pounds that they may have put on, but introducing them to a new lifestyle of health and wellness. So get back to the person that invited you to this call. Also, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And today, I believe Harold Hem, our wonderful dynamic leader over there, will be sharing on the new morning motivational call. That call was founded by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, who we affectionately call our godmother. However, she has passed the baton on to a great group of leaders who are now leading that call. And that call follows this call right at 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And that number, it was recently changed, is 641-715-3865. Let me give you that number again, 641-715-3865. And the access code for that is 539-598-POUND. Now, all roads are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada, February 16th and 17th. Yes, we're going there to take part in this wonderful gathering of distributors that are coming from all over to hear about the new products and to share in the celebration that post 25 years of what is going on in Artists International. And if you want to be a part of that, you definitely get back to the person that told you about this call. But we are, yes, heading to Las Vegas, Nevada. And also, I want to remind you all that today is the first day of our corporate fast. And you can go to themasterscall.net for more information on that. Every year we set aside this day corporately with the TMC Artists International to pray for artists and also to pray for the coming year. So we invite you to join us in this corporate fast as we begin this new year. Now I'm going to get on out the way because I want to introduce you to our speaker for the day. And to know this woman is to love her. She is no stranger to the call, and I'm not going to read her entire bio because that will take us to tomorrow because she has done so much, but I'm just going to give you just a little taste. She is one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. I love saying that, Monticello, Mississippi. And she has recently returned to Monticello, Mississippi, doing what the Lord has called her to do. She served many years in the armed service as a chaplain. She has traveled all over the world. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a mentor. She is my friend, and I just love this super fantastic woman. So at this time, I'm going to get on out the way because I know she doesn't like long introductions. Anyhow, I'm going to ask Dr. PK to come on up to the front of the line. I introduce to some and present to others none other than the super fantastic woman of God, Dr. PK Roberts. Have you made it to the line this morning, ma'am?
Can you hear me this morning?
I can hear you loud and clear, dear woman of God. The floor is yours. Take it away.
I do love and honor you so much, and thank you for that gracious introduction, and you did it just the way I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. God bless you today for hosting us, and I do thank God this morning for our own minister, Jackie Henderson, who welcomed us to the Holy Spirit. A renewed mind as our tag, because that goes right along with the scripture, I mean the sermon for today. And I also want to thank God for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I give honor to her on today, my dear sister in Christ. I want you all to know that I yield myself to Almighty God right now as he comes to speak a word to his people this morning. I thank God for this TMC call and this family of God that he has put together right now for this purpose. I thank God as I was listening this morning, I heard the sweet voice of our own Minister Candy coming on. I just love to hear her come on the call. Each and every one of you have a special place in my heart. And as I go to the sermon this morning, the message for today, I am following the message from yesterday. When God is doing, when God has us in a vein of a word, I just think that you need to stick with it. And Pastor Lucille Scott talked to us yesterday, ended her message yesterday on Isaiah 43:19, and I'm going to go there this morning and follow through on God doing a brand new thing in our lives. This is something that I tell you we have worked on for a while, but God has a way of giving us brand new mercies every morning, and I thank God for that. So as we look at the text of Isaiah 43:18-19, you guys, I'm here to tell you that the Lord, just as much as I have looked at this scripture and worked this scripture, it just keeps getting newer and newer. I like the way Minister Brenda talks about the newness of God. I'm telling you, when we look at this scripture, instead of it getting old, it gets brand new every time I look at it. He shows me something else in it. And so today, remember ye not, the 18th verse, the former things need to consider the things of old. Behold, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And as most of you know about me, when I get started on something, I always cook up more than I can serve on in one particular setting. So, you know, just grab what you can and let us run down this highway together. Today's message is to motivate us to seek a new vision and a new interest in the things of God. You see, here in this writing, Isaiah is talking to the children of Israel because they had come to a very bleak period of their history. They are in captivity. They have lost everything that they thought they would have had forever, you know, and I know that feeling. And they were homesick for the land and the blessings that God had promised them. They were homesick for having all of the things that God had given them in their past. Well, the first step to embracing the new thing that God wants to do in your life is to change your focus. Quit looking back and behind and start looking ahead. For me, I remembered when I saw that, I was reminded of one time I was there in Dorothy Cook's house, and she and I was really, really grieving. I mean, I was really crying. And she said, "You cannot walk through an open door if you are looking back at the doors that God has opened for you in the past." And as I was doing this message, I kind of thought about that. How do we forget the former things and do not dwell on the past? How do we do that? If we are continually looking behind us, we cannot see where God is taking us. If we are continually talking about what God did for us in the past, we cannot get our mind set on what God wants to do with us now and in the future. If you are ever going to move on to the new things in Christ, you must learn that, number one, you cannot depend upon past victories to sustain you. You've got to forget the former things. Somebody say, "Ouch, oh, Lord, help me." I know I had to say it so many times. I know and I'm still saying it. Because sometimes I still catch myself saying, "Oh, my God, David never would have done that. Oh, my God, David did this. David and I did that." It is good to know what you have done. It is good to compile the things of the past and understand and reflect on them. But when you are continuously looking up on them, you cannot move to the future of what where God wants to take you. The children of Israel, you see, they have had many victories in their past. You know, they had the victory of leaving Egypt. Just think about leaving out of bondage, of somebody beating you and making you do what you thought was impossible to do. And just think of the place in your life where you felt like, "Oh, my God, if I could ever get up out of here." Well, that's where they were in Egypt. Oh, my God, they were really in bondage. But God delivered them through the great Moses, the great leadership of Moses. God led them out of Israel. And then they conquered the land of Canaan. And they went through many conquests, and they were conquerors. Really, they were. They survived a split in their country. But now they find themselves again in captivity. What am I saying? You may have gone out of bondage and gone through some times of victory, because life is a cycle, and sometimes we find ourselves in more bondage in the present than we saw ourselves in the past. So now they are in captivity again. All of their previous victories were doing nothing to set them free from the bondage that and captivity that they now find themselves in. They needed a new work. They needed a new miracle. They needed a new victory. Somebody I'm talking to this morning, this is a new year, and God is saying to you, I want you to know I have a new work for you, a new miracle for you, and a new victory for you in the same old body that you have right now, but you got to change your mind for everything about you to be changed. You got to change your mind. You got to change your mind. Somebody said, give me a new mind, Lord. Give me a new mind. The question isn't what God has done. The question must be, what is God doing in your life right now? Oh, my God. What is God doing in your life right now? What is it that you want him to do in your life right now? I was writing my goals down, you guys, for 2016. And God says, ask a big thing of me. Oh, Lord, help me here this morning. He said, ask an audacious thing of me. Ask something of me that you know only I can do. Oh, you all, I'm encouraging you this morning to not be afraid to ask God for that big thing. And the thing that I thought about, you know, I just got in this new house, and I said, God, I want to pay off this house this year. And God says, nothing for me to do. I mean, money means a lot to you guys, but it's nothing for me. I own all of this stuff. It's stuff. It's nothing but stuff. If we don't take this stuff and make it something for the kingdom of God, it means nothing, absolutely nothing. And so I come to you this morning encouraging you to open up your mind, ask God for something that you know that you and nobody else on this earth can do for you, but God can do through you and others the great things that he would have done for the building of his kingdom. I love it this morning. In order to move to the new things in Christ, you must know that you cannot allow your past failures to possess you. Because failures tend to block us from moving into doing the big thing that God would have us to do. I love this thing this morning. So I'm asking you, don't dwell on your past failures. We all have failed. But if you did not fall trying to do something, you never would have known that you could do something. You see what I'm saying? You had to be doing something to fail. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? So don't dwell on your past failures. Just know that God himself will give you what you need to do what he wants you to do and do in this season in your life. Let's look at the children of Israel again, and I want you to think of how this applies to you. The children of Israel had failed miserably. Every time he blessed them with good things, they returned to him evil things. Let's look at that. God gave them the temple. What did he do? They gave him idol worship. God gave them truth. What did they do? They lived and proclaimed the lie. God gave them his commands. What did they do? They lived like they were suggestions, not the Ten Commandments, but maybe it just suggested that thou shalt not lie. No, you got to tell the truth. God gave them wealth. Oh, my God. When I think about all of the money that I went through over the past 4 years, I said, Lord, have mercy, help me. But when God gave them the money, not only did they abuse it and misuse it and did not use it appropriately, they also abused the poor with the money. Lord, have mercy. God gave them himself, and they gave him nothing except rejection. Now, you can think about that for yourself here for a minute. Just do a self-examination and see where you are with what God has given you as opposed to what God has not given you. Think about what God has given you and where you are today and how blessed you really are. The children of Israel, I'm going to bring this to a conclusion, quitting. The children of Israel did not deserve to receive anything from God. And I said, God, I don't deserve anything from you because of my goodness and my righteousness. I don't deserve anything. But yet, God, you still love me. And I thank you. You earnestly want me to change, and I thank you. The message here is to forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See that I'm doing a new thing. God was not condemning them for their past. They could do nothing to change it. Instead, God was holding out the hand of hope. And today, God is holding out his hand of hope to us here in this artist business, here in our own personal lives, here in our own churches, here on this TMC call. Forget about your past. I'm giving you an opportunity to start over. This is 2016. What are you going to do with it? Isaiah 55 and 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil one his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Sometimes when we start thinking on our past and thinking on what we have done in the past with how good God has been to us, Satan gets us all confused about where God would have us to go. Let me say this to you guys, and I'm going to bring this to a quickly close today, and I'm going to work on it a little bit more maybe later on if the Lord will allow. I just thank God for the opportunity to be with you this morning. I went to my doctor last week, and, oh, Jesus, I had to cry up in there. He had to give me some tissues. He's Jewish, and he says to me, he said, do you understand that the body that you are living in today is not the real you? It is a temple that God gave to you. He loaned it to you. It's on loan, and you're going to have to give it back to him. He says, what condition are you going to give this temple back to God? Are you going to be pleased to say, God, take this temple back? I have used it well. I've served it well. I have done for it what you would have me to do. I rested it like you would have me to rest it. I ate like I was supposed to eat. I exercised like I was supposed to. When that man got through, it was like he had given me a minute, 5 minute sermon that taught me. And I started crying. And he said, it's all right about what you've done in the past, but what I want to do now is to help you take this temple and live the best that you can in it, so that in the end you can say, they can say, and whoever does the autopsy can say that, oh, she took care of this old body that the Lord gave her. You know, you guys, we cannot dwell on what we have done in the past, is what he's telling me. He said, you can't worry about that pork chop that you ate 12 years ago. You can't worry about them chitlins that you ate last night. You cannot worry about all that. You've got to start today getting your focus on what do you want to do to take care of yourself, the vision, the purpose, and the plan that God has given you. God bless us today as we forget the former and think on what it is that God would give us, the brand new day he's given us. Back to you. God bless you, my dear sister. I love you.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. PK, and thank you. I thank you. I wrote that question down. What is God doing in your life right now? Thank you for that word of God, Dr. PK, and I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, let us go before the throne in prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you, we bless you, we honor you, and we come before your throne this morning first and foremost, giving you thanks for your goodness and your loving kindness. Thank you for allowing each and every one of us on this line to cross over to a new year. Lord, we thank you for the word that has been rehearsed in our ears and received in our hearts that we may apply it to our life. Right now, we ask that you pour back virtue into Dr. PK, Lord. Bless her ministry, her family, and thank you for the big things and the greater things that you are doing in her life. We also lift up our our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as she gets settled, Lord God, from her move, that you will make everything smooth and organized for her and Mother Josie. And we just thank you for these wonderful co-founders. We lift up our entire artist family, and in the name of Jesus, asking that you continue to give wisdom to the leaders and that you grow this company enormously for the good and for your glory. Lord, we want to lift up Diamond President Reggie Flanagan and his dad who was involved in a car accident. We speak the healing virtue over each one of them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We speak healing. We speak that they will not be any pain or discomfort. And we thank you for preserving their life. Hallelujah. People perish in car accidents, but Lord, you allowed them to walk away from this car accident, and we ask that you would be so kind and merciful to continue to bless them for a full and speedy recovery, Lord God. We thank you for those who have experienced bereavement in 2015, but we thank you and praise you that you are the God of comfort, that you are the God of provision, protection, and you are birthing purpose in each one of us. So we ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know you are going to want to hear the playback for this call, and you may do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, the playback is 712-432-1085 with the access code of 957-677-pound. Today, January 5th, 2016, we begin our 40-day fast, our corporate fast, praying for artists, praying for our businesses. And for you to get more information on the corporate fast, you can go to our website at www.themasterscall.net for more information on the masters, on the corporate fast. Also, ladies and gentlemen, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. You can join us on that call at 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. And today, I believe our leader will be Harold Hemm, will be speaking to us on that call. I want to take this opportunity and thank you, Minister Jackie, for greeting and seating and opening us up in prayer. God bless you. I want to thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for your message today. Thank you. It really spoke volumes to me. And at this time, I would like to ask you to please come forward and give us our closing benediction.
Thank you so much. Dear Master, we thank you that you want to do a new thing in our lives. And as we leave today, we leave forgetting the former things and focusing on the brand new thing that you will bring into our lives today. Your anointing of newness and refreshment rests upon each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Go out and live a super fantastic life. Bye-bye.